Laws affecting real estate, seven sources of law. 1. United States Constitution. 2. Laws passed by Congress. 3. Rules of the regulatory agencies. 4. State constitutions. 5. State statutes. 6. Local ordinances. 7. Common law. The unique nature of real estate has given rise to an equally unique set of laws and rights. Even the simplest real estate transaction involves a body of complex laws. Licensees must have a clear and accurate understanding of the laws that affect real estate. The specific areas important to the real estate practitioner include 1. Law of contracts, 2. General property law, 3. Law of agency, 4. The state's real estate license law, 5. Environmental laws, 6. Federal, state, and local tax laws, 7. State and local land use and zoning laws, 8. Environmental regulations. Illinois real estate law. Specific real estate laws. The practice of real estate in Illinois is governed by the Real Estate License Act of 2000 and rules established by the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation. Other laws affecting real estate in Illinois may be found throughout the Illinois compiled statutes, but many of those addressing real property are in Chapter 765, ILCS. The purpose of real estate license law is to protect the public from fraud, dishonesty, and incompetence in real estate transactions. Home ownership. Ownership expenses and ability to pay. Homeownership involves many expenses, including utilities, trash removal, sewer charges, and maintenance and repairs. Owners also must pay real estate taxes and buy private mortgage insurance, and they must repay the mortgage loan with interest. This is what lenders refer to as PITI, those expenses that comprise a monthly payment. Mortgage terms. To determine whether a prospective buyer can afford a certain purchase, most lenders use automated underwriting and credit scoring. Certain costs associated with the home purchase as well as total debt could not exceed a certain percentage of monthly pre-tax income. But today, credit scores play a key role when lending institutions decide whether to lend money. Investment considerations. Purchasing a home offers several financial advantages to a buyer. 1. Possible long-term gain through appreciation. 2. Increase in equity as the mortgage is paid off. Determining seller's equity. Your home equity is your personal financial investment in your home. The seller's home equity is the market value less any mortgage balance or existing liens. Equity increases with mortgage payments. Every time the homeowner makes a payment, a portion of the payment goes to the principal amount and a portion towards the interest. The amount that goes to the principal is much smaller in the early years of the mortgage. The principal portion of the payment is what increases the equity. Equity increases with market appreciation. Home values increase as long as market conditions are healthy and the home appreciates over time. Equity increases with home improvements. Adding a bedroom, a bathroom, or any improvement that adds square footage increases equity. Tax benefits. Tax considerations may be an important part of any decision to purchase a home. Homeowners may deduct from their income 1. Some or all of the mortgage interest paid 2. Real estate taxes 3. Certain other expenses. New tax laws effective in 2019 have changed the traditional home-oriented tax benefits. A homeowner should consult with their tax preparer, accountant, or CPA to determine exactly how the new tax laws will affect their homeowner-oriented tax deductions. Capital gains tax exclusion, sale of real estate. Tax laws now exclude all or a large portion of the gain from capital gains taxes. 1. $500,000 is now excluded from capital gains tax for profits on the sale of a principal residence by married taxpayers who file jointly. 2. Taxpayers who file singly are entitled to a $250,000 exclusion. 3. The exemption may be used repeatedly, as long as the homeowners have both owned and occupied the property as their residence for at least 2 of the past 5 years. Prorated exclusion. Question: my wife and I bought a house 2 years ago, lived there for a year and one half, then moved out. We continue to own the house and currently have a rental tenant. If we decide to sell the house, is there any way we can avoid tax on a capital gain? I know that you have to live in a house for 2 years to earn the full capital gains exclusion, but I'm hoping that we can get it prorated. A, there is a provision in the tax law that gives certain taxpayers a prorated exclusion. But I don't have enough information to determine whether you qualify. To get a prorated exclusion, you would have to demonstrate that you were forced to move out of the house for a job-related or health reason. For example, your employer assigned you to another state. Or you suffered a disability that compelled you to move to a milder climate or a nursing home. If that was the case, then you could claim 3/4 of the $500,000 capital gains exclusion to which a married couple is entitled. That's because you lived in the house for 3/4 of the normal 2-year minimum period. Even if those special circumstances don't apply in your case, it is not too late for you to earn the full capital gains exclusion. You can do that by moving back into the house for 6 more months. The law doesn't require that your 2-year residency be consecutive. As long as you make the house your principal residence for at least 2 of the 5 years before you sell it, you will qualify. IRA use for down payment, no penalty. First-time homebuyers may make penalty-free withdrawals from their tax-deferred individual retirement funds. 1. For down payments on their homes. 2. Withdrawals are still subject to income tax. 3. The limit on such withdrawals is $10,000. 4. They must be spent entirely within 120 days on a down payment to avoid any penalty. Exchanges. Real estate investors can defer taxation of capital gains by making property exchanges. Even property that has appreciated greatly since its initial purchase may be exchanged for other property. A property owner will incur tax liability on a sale only if additional capital or property is also received. The tax is deferred, not eliminated. Whenever the investor sells the property, the capital gain will be taxed. To qualify as a tax-deferred exchange, the properties involved must be of like kind as defined under Section 1031 of the Internal Revenue Code. The exchanged property must be a real estate of equal value and same use. Any additional capital or personal property included in the transaction to even out the value of the exchange is called boot. The IRS requires tax on the boot to be paid at the time of the exchange by the party who receives it. The value of the boot is added to the basis of the property for which it is given. Tax deferred. Exchanges are governed by strict federal requirements, and competent guidance from a tax professional is essential. Tax deductions. Homeowners may deduct from their gross income any of the following: real estate taxes, mortgage interest payments on most first and second homes, certain loan origination fees in the year of purchase, loan discount points in the year of purchase, loan prepayment penalties. Note, some costs are not allowed as tax deductions. 1. Appraisal fees. 2. Notary fees. 3. Preparation costs. 4. Mortgage insurance premiums. 5. VA funding fees. 6. Points are deductible in the year of a house purchase if certain criteria are met. 7. Points are deducted over the life of the loan for a refinance. These costs are not interest, but are part of the cost of acquiring a home. When it is sold at a later date, these charges can be figured into the cost basis.